I've got a replica of it in front of me, and it's the little organ book. It really is a little book. It's sort of 92 sheets of A5 or so. And it tells us so much about Bach, not only as a composer, but as a working cantor, as a normal human being. He's taken this book and ruled staves onto each page, because he didn't buy manuscript paper in those days. And then he's gone through his hymn book and he's pulled out 164 different chorales, which he was most likely to use, I suspect, and wrote the titles on the top of each page, allowing himself enough space, one page for short melodies and two for longer ones. And that is so reminiscent of the kind of project that a modern cantor would undertake. You've asked me about composing chorale preludes for services. A modern cantor, particularly when starting a new job, will try to produce his own folder or his own compilation of all the chorale preludes that are likely to be necessary for the work week to week. And many cantors will start a new job in just that way, going through the hymn book from number one onwards and trying to find or compose or copy something that's appropriate for each hymn. And what happens to that kind of project, of course, is that you start and never get anywhere near finishing it. And that's just how it is in Bach's case of the Orgelbüchlein. I'm leafing through the manuscript here, and he starts with an Advent chorale, Nun kommt der Heiden Heiland, and he writes a chorale prelude for each of the first 5 of the hymns which he'd chosen. And then there's one missing, but he's done the next 20-odd before there's another empty page, and then a piece where he's just jotted in the first bar, and then another 4 that he's not written. But as you get further and further through the book, the position is progressively reversed. And in the middle, there's just the odd 1 or 2 that he's actually written, and a lot of blank pages. And then the last half of the book or so is essentially just empty pages ruled with staves and titles at the top of the page, but no music actually there. And that helps you to see Bach somehow as a very human cantor, as somebody who starts full of ambition and enthusiasm on an ambitious project, but never gets around to finishing it. And to go to your point about improvisation, the title page reflects something of the ambiguity about what he was doing, because Bach writes that the collection gives an organist instruction as to performing or carrying through a chorale in a lot of ways. And when you sit down and think about that, what Bach almost certainly is saying is how to find a multitude of different ways on which to improvise chorale preludes on a given chorale. And that rather reflects what we do nowadays, because at the start of a service, I will tend to leaf through a number of books of chorale preludes and think, ah, yes, that kind of a pattern will do fine, and then improvise a chorale prelude according to a particular pattern or recipe or type which seems to suit the hymn in question. And I think that's very much what Bach was expecting, and possibly what he had in mind for Orgelbüchlein as a learning resource.